The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Who doesn't love to shop? I love to shop as far as my wallet permits me to. And Singapore's longest running annual sale is back as GSS Experience Singapore. Previously, it was known as the Great Singapore Sale, right? We're well into a week of the GSS Experience Singapore. It started on the 21st of June. It ends on the 28th of July. It's about celebrating our local talent. So GSS Experience kicked off with a fashion scrap at the junction of Orchard and Cairnhill Roads. That area was used as a runway. Very interesting. 300 models, dancers, all dressed by local and international designers. But really, why decide to rebrand after 25 years of being known as the Great Singapore Sale? And how will GSS this year help our very own local talents? In the studio with me is Rose Tong, Executive Director, Singapore Retailers Association. Rose, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Previously, Great Singapore Sale, I remember, used to start like at the same time as the school holidays, now called GSS. It starts towards the end of June. Why the change in start date?
Firstly, you know, we shortened it down to 5 weeks because we wanted to create a greater agency and impulse to shop. In shortening the duration to 5 weeks, we took into consideration the retail cycle and our target audience. So starting later in June allows us to capture locals returning from the June school holidays earlier and the peak travel season of the Chinese and Indonesian market whose school holidays are in July.
Right. Okay, so really it's about, it's targeted at the sort of tourism patterns in that sense. You rebranded it to GSS. I still remember it as the Great Singapore Sale out of habit. Mm. Why the choice to rebrand?
Well, we do still have sales, great discounts offered by retailers island-wide. But GSS Experience Singapore is more than just sales and discounts. It's about spotlighting on the local talents. It's about the whole retail experience, which is also why this is the first year that we have co-opted the cooperation and the support of five other associations, you know, Restaurant Association of Singapore, Wan Kampong Glam, Orchard Road Business Association, Singapore Furniture Industries Council, and the Textile and Fashion Federation, so that we can have a greater outreach and greater offerings and a larger retail experience encompassing the different elements of fashion, art, furniture, furnishings.
You know, tying up with Orchard Road obviously helped out with that fashion scramble to sort of launch the whole thing. Very interesting. Mm. Tell us a bit about the brands involved and how they were selected to be part of this fashion scramble.
Sure. If I could share firstly, you know, when we rebranded and we felt that we needed a media event to highlight and to bring the local talents to the fore, to spotlight Orchard as a very vibrant destination, as well as to spotlight on Design Orchard, which is a hub for local talents, designers, and also a center for the exchange of fashion views, trends, and insights. So the idea of having the fashion scramble was really to, you know, get a lot of attention and a platform for us to involve both the local, international brands and also students so that we can give them a platform to shine.
All right, a great opportunity for them. Right. You never know, they might get spotted, right?
Right, right. Yeah, so the local brands that we had were, you know, included like Grey, Echo C, you know, Utopia Apparels, right. Trilogy, etc. So I think the spotlight on them, you know, gave them the opportunity to feel, wow, you know, I'm alongside the international fashion brands and a very memorable experience too for our students, you know, to be like dancing in the street.
Yeah, why not? It must have been quite fun. It looked great on photos as well. Okay. Rose Tong, Executive Director, Singapore Retailers Association, in the studio with me. We're talking about GSS. I'd like to get you to tell us some of the highlights this year. One that stood out for me, which I think is going to be quite cool, July the 7th, you've designated it as GST Absorbed Day. Pretty much means shoppers get an additional 7% discount even on the sale items. Right. That must be quite interesting.
I think this shopping mechanic, you know, creates a greater impulse to buy, a greater desire to, you know, for shoppers to say, gee, you know, it's a great time to buy. So this helps to drive the sales and a greater impulse. For the tourists, it is an additional benefit because in addition to getting a 7% off on top of whatever promotion offers there may be, they can actually still claim for their GST.
What other highlights are there this year's GSS?
We have a variety of events and activities. Of course, we kicked off with the Orchard Road Fashion Scramble. Mm. And currently, we know the GSS pop-up, the Great Singapore Street pop-up, which ends this Sunday, offers over 40 retailers who have taken up shop boxes, you know, repurposed shipping containers from where they conduct their businesses.
Okay.
And you can actually have experiential, you know, activities, for example, Under Armour with its, you know, 3-day 3D virtual reality where you can actually paint in space. Yep. And then you can literally have a haircut or a good shave in the Orchard Road Street at the Golden Barber Rule. And you can even buy a plant, you know, at Pick a Plant. And of course, you know, at Cash Converters, you can actually pick up some vintage collectibles.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Rose, I assume this pop-up event is also where the local brands and local fashion students get sort of a platform. Where else do they get to showcase their talents throughout this GSS?
Well, the students, we have involved them firstly in the Orchard Road Fashion Scramble.
The Scramble, yeah.
Where they had students from the Temasek Polytechnic had an opportunity to, like, literally dance in Orchard Road while, you know, we didn't really have a full road closure. We have also taken classroom learning to the retail floors in Windows Alive, where we had retailers who, you know, literally engaged the expertise, already the talents of the students from Singapore Polytechnic, you know, RDI, to dress up their window storefronts.
Okay.
So that it could be eye-catching and to draw the, you know, shoppers in. So this is both an exchange for the retailers as well as the students. For the students to, you know, feel good about having their designs come alive and seeing it, you know, on the retail floor. And also for the retailers to understand that, you know, store windows are actually very important in driving, you know, or capturing your eyeball and to drive the shopper into your store so that you can then, you know, hopefully encourage and promote a transaction.
We are well into the first week of GSS. It's a 5-week long sale. You know, we are going into this digital sphere, this digital habit. Why do we need to go out to shops to shop anymore? Some people have commented that because of all this, GSS no longer great. Do you think that's fair? I mean, you guys have a 25-year history.
Mm-mm. It's all about what you're really looking for. You know, if you're just looking to buy a product, then yes, of course, you know, online shopping, you know, perhaps served the purpose. But we believe, I mean, in that shopping and dining is really a social experience. You know, it is the cheapest form of therapy.
Yeah, it's true.
Right? So, of course, you know, to engage the shoppers, to really, you know, give shoppers a reason to go out of the comfort of the home and to step into the store. I think retailers have actually caught up. So, for example, like the Commune Life, you know, rather than just, you know, getting you to buy, you know, they're helping you with the digital technology with, you know, their own 3D floor planner.
Sure. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
That allows you, homeowners, to visualize, you know, what their home will look like with their furniture, you know, when they have the floor plan.
That's very useful.
And that makes it easier, enlightens you as to what it would look like. And of course, then you can, you know, make a purchase decision from there. Visually too, I think it needs to, you know, capture your attention. So over at Under Armour in their store, the brand store at Orchard Central, you would see, you know, the first time the use of a Winnie Cyber Runner.
Okay.
You know, that looks like a transformer.
Okay.
Right? To show, you know, in motion to sell. But you know, the technology, you know, the association of technology with the science and the technology of the shoe, you know, to show that branding. But it captures the eye, it draws you in, and it allows then, of course, you know, for the sales floor staff to do an introduction, to sell to you, and then conclude in a sale.
I'm one of those that believes that, you know, seeing is believing. So I have struggled with the convenience of online shopping versus actually going to a store. I'd like to touch on how this annual sale has helped businesses over the years. Now, we know last year's event, we saw sales flat compared to the previous year. And I'm sure you guys have done, you know, a bit of research as to why that was. Could you share more?
Retail has been challenging. I think we all know, you know, in all fronts, you know, currency fluctuations, socioeconomic factors. And of course, the well-traveled shopper, the very discerning ones.
Sure.
Of course, the advent of internet where, you know, one can easily compare prices. You don't really have to travel, go out of your home to see what you want. So that has been, you know, increasingly challenging for retailers today. However, I think with adoption of digital technology, where you have better insights into shoppers' preferences, where you have a greater understanding, you know, of what your customer wants and how they want it, and you respond to that positively, you know, with investment, with, you know, manpower resources, I think that's where you can really capture their wallets.
So on that note, does this annual sale, this GSS, does it help revenue for retailers?
Well, this is the first year, you know, that we have actually rebranded it.
Sure.
And we are beginning to see, of course, you know, that there's a lot more cooperation and cross-pollination, cross-marketing between retailers. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a very, very good start because, you know, you cannot just depend on your, you know, opening a store and, you know, and thinking that people will be rushing in just because you put up a sales sign. But the cooperation, seeing, for example, you know, tying up with a retailer, you know, mm-hmm. selling shirts, you know, could be tying up with the barber, you know, where after you bought a shirt, you know, let me give you a discount,
okay.
you know, or a free shave. This cross-marketing, I think, is something that retailers should work towards because it's all about cooperation, you know, not really competition, and that's how they can actually, you know, give that experience that's needed in physical shopping.
And in that sense, it's a form of innovation as well.
Sure, sure. I mean,
it
may not necessarily be like really digital technology, you know, and the retail of adoption of technology, but it's the pure form of, well, catering to the needs.
So what's the GSS impact on Singapore tourism? Is it really a case of being more focused because you know there's more arrivals at this time of the year?
You know, the main targets of STB would really be, you know, the Indonesia, the India and the China markets. Of course, we see also emerging tourism arrivals from countries like Vietnam, etc. Mm-hmm. But we, of course, we need to be quite focused. I think we still have a very huge arrival of China and Indonesia markets who, you know, typically dominate. It makes sense for us to focus our energies towards these markets and hence the duration it being covering the month of July.
I'd like to get the GSS stance on, you know, special days like Black Friday or even Christmas where they have their special sales and whatnot. What's your opinion of these days? Does it really affect the GSS period this time of the year? Does it make you guys relevant still, or are you looking for ways to sort of counter that?
I think for the fact that, you know, Singapore, or rather, you know, our local shoppers exposed to sale, well, almost the entire year round.
Mm-mm.
The GSS should not be just on sale because it's just like one of the other sales. And that's where we felt that the GSS Experience Singapore is to be a platform and an event whereby it's more than just a sale and where you can experience technology, where you can actually have like activities like retail pop-ups, movie screenings, and sample unique offerings.
Sure.
That you don't have to go all over the island. So you can have an alley bubble tea right at the Grange Road car park. You could have a lovely burger. You could have lala clams, sliders, etc., all in one location for that particular period. But of course, with the activities meted out by the different shopping malls, you know, to drive you into their malls, it has also given cause for malls to be more innovative in the activities that they create in order to capture you into their mall and to leverage on the whole experience for Singapore.
So it looks like experience is one way that Singapore can maintain itself as a top shopping destination. Do you have any other ideas on how Singapore can maintain that status as this shopping hub in that sense?
Yeah, I think if we only focus on purely selling a product or a service, I think that's where we will lag behind.
Sure.
I think it's important for us to have insights, for us to have intelligence, and for us to innovate. So retailers need to have all these so that it can actually, you know, move the product. Because you need to firstly, of course, you know, understand customer. You need to cater to their needs. And then, of course, you need to, of course, you know, focus on the resources that's really necessary to do that conversion there.
We humans love a new experience all the time, don't we?
Yes, yes, right.
Rose Dong, Executive Director, Singapore Retailers Association, in the studio with me. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.